Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Welcome, my friend. You are meant to be fun right now. And I know it doesn't feel like that because either you are in the dark, almost like, I don't know where I am, I don't know what's happening, or you're anxious for some sort of manifestation. And funny enough, they're the same place because you are in the middle of a manifestation coming to life. But before that comes into life, you're in the dark, even if it feels like lost, because it's a weird like wish upon the star that you had a while ago that you just like didn't think it was going to be answered this way. So that's why it looks like a bit weird. But some of us are feeling that way. And then some of us like know what, you know, what we're trying to go after, and we're just ready to see it settle and be in place. But there feels like an attachment, or like, I can't see it. So it's like, how do I get there? What do I do during this time? And the answer truly is in this energy of being fun. And I am going to tell you what that means. And I have a feeling it's really going to resonate. So, but before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make a little announcement. So it's been, I guess, like 2 years that I've been doing the podcast. Been recording twice a week, which has been super fun. And, you know, I started the podcast as a creative outlet. I was like, I really just want to express myself differently. And I also wanted to get good at this new expression because I was either doing like one-on-one readings or teaching. And I had done a podcast before, obviously, like with interviews and stuff. But I was like, no, I kind of just like want to flow and share these messages, you know, in a broad way. And I ended up really liking it, and it also really worked out because you guys love it as well. And doing it twice a week was an intentional choice because I'm kind of like a pretty hardcore when I know something is trying to come through and I'm trying to see like what is trying to come through. I like throw myself into it because I want to see it come out. And that's what the podcast was about. It was never about, I must be consistent, or like, this is what's going to work, or like, these are the amount of downloads. Like anything that's creative, I always like meet it with kind of just like, because I love it and I want to practice it, and I want to like see myself get better at it, and I want to see myself feel more comfortable with it. And that was the reasoning for the twice a week episodes. But now where I'm at, something new is trying to come through me creatively, and I do not have space for it because of this pretty strict content schedule that I'm on. At first, I was really scared to hear this because I thought that I was getting to like a burnout place, and like that scares me because I don't know, like I love creating, and it's like kind of a scary place if I can't create. So I like had been pushing this feeling down for a long time, but finally I was like, okay, I got to see it, I got to sit with it. And I was like, oh, okay, it's not that I want to like burn all things down. It's really that I need less structure in my schedule because I am producing a lot right now. You know, I'm doing the twice a week episodes, and I'm also doing a Monday reading. You know, I run the business, I have clients, I have teaching, which has served me to here, but with what is trying to come through, I need a little bit more creative space. I did not plan to create anything this year, which is like why this is very, very surprising. I'm like, oh my, even like a book, I told myself like I wasn't going to write a book for a while. And damn, like I really feel like that's what's trying to come through. And I have to respect it because if not, it will stalk me. So in order to make space, I don't know necessarily if it's a book, but I do know I need to write because I feel very far from myself not writing. And it's been a while that I have been in like a regular writing process. And, you know, all this work that I have today started with a simple little blog, and it started with writing. And I was you know, through this process, I was like, I feel far from home. And I realized that like, what's going to bring me back home is that writing. So I need space and time for that. And I need less of a super structured schedule. So with that said, I am going to go down to once a week on the podcast. And I might skip some weeks depending on where I'm at. So don't freak out if I do skip some weeks. My intention is to do weekly, but if I need a week off because like something is coming through or I need a rest, I'm going to allow myself to do that. But I still love the podcast. I still love being here with you. I just think we just don't need it that much, guys, you know? And there's plenty of work that I have made. So you can always check out the Monday readings. I have Soul-Led Living on audiobook. That's a great one if you like my energy and like my voice. And, you know, we have a whole catalog of these episodes. You can totally use the episodes like a kind of like a like pulling an oracle deck. Like you can just kind of scroll through the podcast and see which one's speaking to you. So I hope that like if you need me, but there's not a new episode, you can find other ways to interact. And of course, if you're in Clarity app, we have a ton of the stuff there as well. But yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys. And I appreciate you being here with me these last, you know, 2 years and doing it at this rhythm. And I hope that, yeah, me following my own rhythm inspires you, hopefully. And if it's not a good fit for you, I get that too. But hopefully it is. And hopefully, you know, it's always good that there is like space in between whatever it is that we're processing. And it's just been feeling a little too fast lately. So that's what I'm going to be up to. And I'm excited to see what comes through. So I'm basically going to like, I don't know, re-engage with my content, if that makes sense, and do less of it, but really see what's like trying to come through me right now in this season. So I'm excited. And it's nice to know that I'm not like totally falling apart. I was like, oh, just something new is trying to come through. So yeah. Okay. So next week we won't have an episode because I'm having a little surgery this week on my nose. They found like a little skin cancer on my nose and we have to remove it. So send me some prayers. So I won't do next week episode, but I'll see you. Is it already May, the week after? But I'll see you for May predictions basically. And then we'll pick up from there. Yeah. Okay. I love you guys. Thanks for always supporting and being here in every season. You know, when you're running like a feminine kind of soul-led business, you just got to go with wherever the flow is taking you. Okay, let's get into our messages about being more fun right now. And that's like, that is the answer to a lot right now, because it's just like what you're moving towards or focusing on is getting a little too serious. And it that does, I'm not saying like, let's go into fun because like this isn't going to happen or that this is not important, but it shouldn't be something you're scared of, because it almost feels like you're getting serious, and serious is just kind of the adult way of hiding that I'm scared. And I'm scared means like I don't really know if this is going to happen or if I'm going to be okay. And that in itself is manifesting 101. Like we don't want to do that, right? Because it's going to affect what's trying to come through. It's kind of like saying like I'm pregnant and I'm nervous the whole time. Like we know that that could possibly affect the baby, right? So we don't want to affect what's trying to come out. And I just also want to remind you, like you are manifesting something, like you are in a gestation period for sure. I just think that, like I said, I think that you thought it was going to look another way. And because it doesn't look exactly how you like wrote it out, you're afraid or you're kind of creeped out about this moment. Because the thing is this, I feel like we should probably like even revisit what manifesting is going to be in the new era, in this like new paradigm that we're all moving into, because I think it's a bit different than how we have studied manifesting in the past. This is so much more energetic. Like manifestations are not really going to come exactly how we want them anymore. They're going to come in the form of the energetics. Some of us are used to manifesting a little bit more from an ego place of like, you know, this is how things pan out, or like this is how I want it to look. When now we're really gonna manifest from like, what is in my highest, greatest good? Like, what is truly for me? Like, what is really meant for me? So you have to trust that the universe hears you. Like, it hears your desire for love, your desire for happiness, for abundance. Like, it definitely hears you, and something is brewing It's very dark right now because you can't see anything. Like, we are in womb space, like big time womb space. But that doesn't mean we should get scared. So basically, like, the reason the guidance is to have fun right now is because it's really to bring back like that childlike joy and wonder to this thing and to make this a fun time. Like, honestly, like, looking back, I have goosebumps. Like, this is actually going to be a really fun time, you know? Like, this is truly going to be something that you look back on. It makes me think about, you know, all of you who are married, like myself, deep into, like, you know, many years of marriage. Like, those few months, like, leading up to meeting your person were probably, like, some of the most fun times, right? Like, you know, I remember that those shenanigans, you know, before meeting Benny. And then, of course, like, now my life has like a different pace, but I was so, you know, nervous, of course, about meeting a partner during that time, like if it wasn't going to happen for me. But now looking back with my wise self, I was like, oh, that was like such a fun time, or the times of like leading up to getting pregnant or whatever. So you were meant to remember that this place can be joyful even when we don't know how things are going to work out, even when we are a bit in the dark. There's a few things that you can ground into, and one of them is like, yes, you are making something right now. Like, you are pregnant with something. Like, you are creating something right now, but you're in that womb space. And like, the answer is not to get scared, you know? The answer is not to get nervous about this. Like, the answer truly is to be fun. And here's why. So that was my message number one, sorry. And you know, obviously, like, when we're taking something too serious or we're too attached, it's just too much pressure, and like, nothing can grow under pressure. It is not a good place to grow under pressure. Even those of us who like to say, oh, well, I grew under pressure. It's like, yeah. You have to turn that time around somehow to like make it seem like a good thing. But if you don't have to grow something under pressure, like, why would you? And this does not need to it's not going to come faster if you're scared about it or if you're worried about it. Like, it's okay to, you know, be like, okay, we're going to enjoy this time. All right. So message number two, fun is your lucky girl energy. So what's funny is that this fun energy actually makes you super attractive, and it makes you lucky. Like, it reminds me of, I have this, my best friend Ellie, who, I don't know if you're listening, Ellie, but she's like just a vibe. And growing up, we would go clubbing a lot, and we would try to get into these like extravagant parties that like we had no business getting into, or like, you know, big clubs or whatever. And she would just always like walk up to like whoever was letting people in, and she's just a vibe. She's just fun. And we would always get in, and like things would always work out, or we would go out one night and none of us had money. And she'd be like, don't worry, you know, like, we're going to figure it out. And she would just show this like this fun energy. And it looked like, you know, like she was like a lucky bitch, right? So that's the story I want to share with like why fun is your lucky girl energy. It would be nice to have some luck right now. It would be nice to like make some fun connections right now. It would be nice for like just random things falling on your lap right now. That is totally available even when you're in the dark, because it makes me feel like you think like nothing happens in the dark. Like, it's winter. It's like, it's not winter. You're in creation. You're in fertile soil right now. And there are like fun, like opportunities and things here. So let's stay in this vibe so that we can have interesting experiences during this time that like add more value to what you are creating. Like, it truly, there's a lot of luck during this time. So like, step into that fun energy so that luck can come through. Like, you're just not attractive when you're too serious and too attached. Like, it's just not cool. Like, no, it's not sexy, as my husband likes to say, not sexy. So that is why fun is here. Message number three. I know this is like almost like a different energy, but it's kind of like the cousin to fun, silliness. I feel like some things that you might be like labeling as silly, like, oh, that's like so silly to think that, or to ask that, or that would be a silly idea. Or I'm even thinking about like, I'm thinking about content for some reason too, maybe because like content's on my mind, but like a silly piece of content. Like, you, when you think silly, it's kind of, it is in alignment with fun. And this is also going to get you somewhere. So to embrace this silliness, because silly is honestly your true self, because you've gotten a little too far from yourself by being too adult, by being too serious, by being too attached, by trying to be the adult in the room. And basically your true self is trying to reel you in. And she's like, listen, we're a lot more chill than you think we are. You know, like we're much more fun. And you probably know this part of yourself, right? Like you probably, maybe you knew this part of yourself when you were younger or during a time that you were like less responsible. It's not that chaotic by any means, but there was almost more of you even in that chaotic season than there is of you now. So your true self is really like, she is calling you, like calling you in the night. I don't know if you're having crazy dreams, but she's like whispering, like, come back to me. Oh my God. I had the craziest dream last night. So I make these like tea tincture, like concoctions basically every night, depending on like what I feel like need or what Benny needs. And I sometimes throw some blue lotus in there. So I threw some blue lotus yesterday, last night, and I had these like crazy dreams. And it's really good. The blue lotus is good. Like you have those dreams and your subconscious is really trying to show you things and give you a lot of answers. And then you can take what was in your dream and put it on ChatGPT and like it will interpret. And it's really, for the most part, for me, has done like a really good job. So I had this like wild dream that I was in my childhood bedroom, and I come into the bedroom and this like adult woman is there, and she's like looking into the mirrors that I had in my room. I grew up in a very 80s house with like mirrors all across like a wall. And she was sitting there and she's like, oh, I'm an artist. I'm just like inspecting your mirrors. I'm just like sitting here and like kind of like looking at what you have here. And ChatGPT, I forget how he interpreted it, but he or she, whatever. And it was saying like, this is like your inner artist that's calling you. Like, oh, and the artist said to me, she's like, you know me. You're just like, you're forgetting who I am in the dream. That's what she said. And it was basically like, you know, this part of me that's why I made the announcement on this episode, right? Like, I know that this is happening, but it was really nice to have that dream that really like cemented it. It was like, no, this is like legit happening. And the artist was like, hey, like, I know you. And she was much more playful and she was not as put together. And she was just calling me, and like she came and called me in a dream, which is so interesting. So your true self is calling you, and maybe you want to call your inner child, your creative self, whatever it may be, but she's definitely calling you. And it seems like if you follow silliness, if like you don't really understand fun all the time, but if you follow what you think would be silly and maybe even embarrassed about it, it seems like she's there. Like she is on, like that's the road she is on. So don't be afraid to follow silly. And sometimes silly is like acting silly, but sometimes it's like, oh my God, that would be so silly. Like I'm embarrassed, or, you know, like it's uncool. Because think about it, like the adult, the teenager thinks things like have to be a certain way or things have to be cool. And this version of you like doesn't give a shit about any of that. So to go there, because like that's what's trying to come forward. Okay. Message number four. Also during this time, the fun or the answers or like what fun really means, like if you don't really understand what it means or like what the path is to it, your body very much has the answers right now. And, you know, of course, sometimes it's nice when your body is giving you like good signs, like, hey, like follow me here or follow me there. But a lot of the times the body is an expert at giving us bad signs. You know, it's like loves to show us the symptoms of misalignment and like what is not working. Actually, this announcement that I made for you guys today actually came from a few weeks ago and months ago, really, because I had been monitoring my Aura ring and I was showing a lot of stress during the day. And I was like, why? I love what I do. I love my clients. I love making the content. Like, what is happening? So that my body was showing this weird underlining stress. And, you know, through working with my therapist and all that kind of stuff, I started to figure out like, oh, like this is actually what it means. And it was giving me not such a good sign, but it did basically bring me to this moment, like bring me to like where, you know, this redirection of like where I'm supposed to go. So in this case, I hope you're not getting misalignment signs. I don't feel like a lot of people are going to get that. I feel a lot of it is truly just slowing down, placing your hand on your heart and asking yourself, like, where do I want to go? What do I want to do? Like, what is true for me? So like really bringing the body during this time, because I know that you feel a little bit blinded. Like I don't know where to go, or I don't know like what's going to happen. And that's why you have to go within. Like, you have to ask your body for the direction, and it's going to give it to you. Either you're going to feel it, and sometimes you might have to get it from like a bad feeling, but that's okay. When you get a bad feeling, like I was getting the stress, it just means like, how do we look into this? Like, how do we dig into this? How do we find, you know, what it's trying to say here? And it's just a little bit of exploration, and ultimately like it's going to tell you. I was talking to my friend, Sean, which some of you might know, she teaches soul reading method with me, and might have seen me hang out with her. She's an amazing guide, and she's the queen of flow. So whenever I get a little too like structured and kind of out of my natural flow, like she's the person that I go to, because she kind of lives like a mermaid, but it's very effective for her. And she's truly like the embodiment of the feminine. She like really understands it. So I was like asking her, especially as a mom, I'm quite structured. So I was like asking her things about like how, like I do have a bit of a structure, but I'd like to have less structure. That's what I'm working towards. But then how do I go when there's like less structure? And she was explaining that in a way, that's what she does. Like she meditates in the morning, and then she goes and she sits with her body, and she asks her body like, what do you need? And she says that she usually, you know, ask it for like some sort of movement, and it'll kind of be like, oh, today we're going to move this way. And then after that, she'll just kind of continue on her day, like asking the body. So I know that might sound like really out there for some of us who have lived very linear and maybe have corporate jobs or strict schedules because we're parents, but this is where the path is going for you. Like it's about really listening in the dark, because you're not going to be able to see. You have to feel your way through. So your body is the best at feeling. So your body was like coming forward, and it was like, use me, like I can do this, like throw me in, coach. So I was like, okay, we'll mention you. Okay. And then lastly, message number 5, busy is your enemy right now. Busy is the opposite of fun. You know, it is the party killer. And, obviously we have a lot on our plates, and we have responsibilities and that kind of stuff, but there's a slight distinction between like, you know, the things that must get done and the things I keep myself busy with. And of course it's so uncomfortable when we let go of what keeps us busy, but really you will find more fun in your life, and you will see what it really means to you when you become less busy, because you will be guided to fun. Like it'll call you in. But if you have a packed schedule, if you like are, and I feel like your busyness comes from like a lack of worth. It feels like almost like I need to do all these things to hide the fact that like I do not feel good enough. Like I don't feel worthy enough. And I can hear some of you being like, no, that's not my problem. But it is, it's hiding. It's this kind of productivity and this busyness that is hiding the fact that you can't wrap your mind around that the divine loves you just this way. Like you do not need to do anything. A baby does nothing, and we love a baby. My dog, well, my dead dog. I'm getting a new dog, guys. We put a deposit recently on a dog, so we can't wait for our new baby to come in a few months. But you know, dogs, right? Like they poop, they pee, and we pick up after them. Like they don't, you know, like I know they work, but they don't offer like just their presence that like gives to us. But they don't really have to like do things for us to love them. And it's the same is for you. So I would take a minute to look at your schedule and to see if there's anything there that is not important anymore, that's maybe a little bit useless, that's just sucking up your time, that is going to delay this period of darkness. Like if we want to get out of the darkness, we do have to let go of the busyness and just be mindful of the busyness and saying no to things that we can say no to, so that we are so that we have more space for this fun that's trying to come through. I'm super excited about the fun. It's gonna be a fun summer, honestly. So follow the fun. The fun is going to be like your little flashlight during this moment. Keep following it. Figure, you know, discover it. What is fun for you now, right? What was fun for us 10 years ago is going to be different than what it is now. But discover it, because like that is a yellow brick road. Okay, my friends, I love you much. Thank you always for the support. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Sending you much love always. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.